Monday, November 30th. First, I guess, is Grilling Bar and Picnic. And, Grilling Bar and
1908.
Who are your parents?
My mother's name was Natalia, and dad was Victor Erickson.
Victor Erickson?
I can't remember. His name was Anderson.
Anderson? Right, I have a grandfather, his name is Erickson, too. Could you just tell me about your parents, a short?
I guess my dad, he was from the old country, and the way a lot of them come up, they come on the sailing ships to get up to San Francisco at that time. Mm-hmm. And then, I don't know how they finally got into Alaska. Like in Chipmunk, there was a lot of them.
Mm-hmm.
There were Swedes, there were Norwegians, Danes, Irish, Italians. But they got there.
Mm-hmm.
And then years ago there was a fishing cotton station up in Anga. Lots went there, and then I guess when Adam was a child, it has in there on Chipmunk, so they married there.
Mm-hmm. And so your father was, he was a native? He was white?
He was Finnish.
Mm-hmm. He was Swedish.
Too. Yeah.
So your mother was native?
Yeah, part, I guess.
Part native?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the way Chipmunk was, the sailing ships come in there in the spring, and that's how food supplies comes. And we had to get stuff to Alaska's about 6 months, I'm sure.
6 months.
Everything was salty, just everything. We soak them out, and fruits and apples and stuff was dried.
Mm-hmm.
And as years went by, the food got better.
It took less time to get up there and stuff.
Yeah, and it just really looked pretty because I was getting big, like 14, 15 years old, and the three of them was in the bay. I have old pictures of it, and it shows the three sailing ships, the Alaska Packers and they called the other camera Northwestern, back to Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
And Alaska Packers of San Francisco, that's the biggest one. Now that Star of Alaska, the city of San Francisco bought it, and it's a museum down by the water from down and down.
Yeah, I think I've been there.
Yeah. And then the third one that was, they had, her name was Rosen, they had it for years. Coming up, and then finally, I think about 1926, the year I was married, the steamer started. Then there was no more sailing ships, there were steamers, big passenger boats.
What's your husband's name? Well, how did you meet him and stuff?
Well, he was from here, but he used to come over there to work, and that's where I met him.
Mm-hmm. What was his name?
Eli Matrokin.
Eli?
That's Matrokin.
I have a friend. His name's Ken Van Dyke. He works for your son Tim. Is that his name?
Oh, that's my husband's brother's son.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Yeah, we were just talking. It's like, well, he just mentioned your name, and I mentioned your name because I told him about the history project.
Yeah.
And Tim's name came up and stuff.
Yeah.
So when did you move to Kodiak?
I moved to Kodiak in the fall of 1927.
1927. That's a long time.
Yes, so, it is, but it's 4 years.
So you were here at the earthquake?
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember it?
Oh, sure.
Could you tell me about it?
Yeah, it was kind of scary. When I first came to Kodiak, I had the one little girl, the oldest one. She lives in Seattle. And I had two more after that. Yeah, that's just really scary. We're working down the cannery. There's a cannery right below our place. Our house is sitting up on top, kind of a ridge line.
Mm-hmm.
The cannery was down there. And we had worked there for, I think it was about 27 days with no day out. We were really working. There was a lot of crab. I wish the skin crab could come back.
Uh-huh.
And then that day, it was a Thursday. It was a Good Friday. The boss told us that we'd be home now and come back Saturday morning to work, but there's nothing there. So everything went. bought the warehouse and a can that had so much frozen help and cans and just poultry life cans out in a box just for those huge king crabs.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of room to work on, and we came back. Everything was gone. The candy was one of the first things that washed out. Yeah.
Was the candy right on the water?
It was right on the water, yes. Uh-huh. Yeah.
So it was built on the water, or right next to the water?
Yeah, it was right on the water.
How long did you work at the can?
Well, I worked a lot, but mine was kind of off and on, you know. I had thyroid trouble, and I had to go to Seattle and the doctor's care. And I worked at the school, and sometimes I'd get back too late to be there, and I'd have to go. Who's working there, so it's working at camp.
What school did you teach at, or work at? Were you a teacher, or?
It's a school up there, not so much bigger.
Uh-huh.
Like,
the high school?
Well, I was my age right now, that's what I was. Yeah. I worked there for 6 or 7 years.
Did you like that?
I like the hands.
And to give the people and stuff.
First, the first year, the first 9 months, I kind of worked with the Roman Catholic teacher, Dr. Bethel's guy. And they all tell me, I've asked for one of those dietitians, once you know how to balance food, then that's it, you know that. And you don't have to do that.
Yeah. Because once you know it, you know it. Could you tell me about your children? You had 3 of them, right?
Yeah, 3 little girls. I had the oldest one in the country, and then I had 2 more girls, and the other one was still here. It was kind of still here. And my oldest girl was going to the soldiers during the war, so when he came back, they were married. I just was very few that happened, but they were married. He died a long time ago. She was on the job. Yeah, she comes up, she tried to move her, but she didn't wait too long. She didn't move back again.
Mm-hmm. When you first moved to Kodiak, how many people were there?
I think it was about 450. 450? Yeah.
That's very little.
Yeah. There was no streets, I mean, no roads in that swim to those.
When the army, or, well, it was the army, when the army came in, I mean, how did they totally, what was it like when they first got here?
Oh, that was World War II.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they had this mission road that was one of the first ones put in. That was there.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was a lot of soldiers here.
So, I mean, all of a sudden, I mean, it must have been weird having all these army men all of a sudden.
Yeah. But we had to go through all this stuff after that bombing, you know. We had to we blacked out all the time, and these other tar people and friends and all the time. Kept that up for a long time.
Why did you have to have it, on your windows?
Well, they didn't want to show no light.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I never understood why they actually had to have it.
Yeah. I think the Japs would have got over here, but after they were bombed up there, that's horrible. For about 3 days, the front was affected.
Better than I. Mm-hmm.
Robert
showed
up and was listening to you.
Yeah, he had to.
Robert couldn't find it
here. That's good though.
Yeah. We stayed out in the woods for about 3 days. I mean, we alerts every once in a while. We had to just move in places out in the woods.
Mm-hmm. Did you like it, Uncle Dan, or did you like Chitnik?
I went home 3 times. I left in 27 and I went home in 1929 and then I went back in 1933. My youngest was about 6 years old. Then I didn't go back until after 50 years I went back on Florida.
Mm-hmm.
I stayed there about 4 or 5 times.
Did it change a lot? Had it changed since?
Yes, it's changed quite a bit. You have trucks there and they could drive and around everything.
What was it like when you were growing up there? I've never been there. I mean,
oh, there's three canyons in the bay. Three ships, which is beautiful, anchored out in the bay. And it was three canyons. One ship was Seattle. And one was Astoria, Oregon. So I was in Finstead, Astoria, Oregon. And then the Star of Alaska, the biggest one, was San Francisco. And after they were in it, settled down in the spring, the sailors would be up there putting their sails around, you know, to help them. And then before they're ready to leave, they fall one way.
Mm-hmm. That's cool. What did your husband do? Was he, did he work in a cannery?
No, he worked in a store. He worked in a store.
Which store?
Cambria or Packers. No, it was Cambria River. Later years it became combined.
Mm-hmm.
It's Cambria River. That's Wooler. Different people. Some were for this one in Seattle is called Northwestern.
Mm-hmm.
And the Alaska Panthers was way up there, Lagoon going way up where the big fish are at.
Mm-hmm.
Those people up there, Panthers.
When you first got here, did you belong any, or did you join any organizations, or were you like a founding, one of the founding members of any organization?
No,
or
there was nothing like
nothing.
And I was pretty shy, and they took me around because.
I understand that. Moving around, my dad's in the Coast Guard, so we move around place and place, and
yeah.
You kind of get shy after. I was like, I don't want to talk to these people and everything. I understand.
Yeah.
Let's see. Do you, that's it. Do you have anything else? Any stories or funny stories or any interesting things that do you like the changes of Kodiak? Do you think it's gotten better or?
Oh, I think it's better. But the only thing came there is so much people coming.
Mm-hmm. It's weird when people say, oh, there's only 450 people at them, and I think now there's like 500,000 people here. It's like, that's a big difference.
But that's when I first come here. And my husband didn't take me around much. He just took me to his grandma. She was really all over him. She took me around to the old ladies all the time.
It's like, you have to stay with your ladies.
He liked it. So. Yeah, he was a big game guy.
Did he kill many deer? I mean, bears?
Yeah, bear hunt.
He killed a lot of bears?
Yeah. He was brave. He shot the bear. His guide was with him. Was sneaking up to the bear, and he stumbled on something and fell down. And Richard had his backboard on his back and stuff, and the bear tried to bite him, but he got into the wood, and he did with big gash. But what saved him is he could just shoot at his shoulder, but just wood thrown on it. And my husband shot the bear while he was chewing on his neck.
Oh my gosh, did he only take one shot or count
shot?
One shot?
The bear was just chewing, but he was so scared there was the bear in the bear's face.
Uh-huh. Where did he shoot the bear? In the shoulder? Did he shoot the bear in the shoulder or his back?
I don't know, just where it hit the bear. I heard some of the bear stories from husband. People, you know, they got to talk about that stuff. He would talk too much to me about the picture show. I think my youngest daughter took a lot of his pictures for a long
time. Did you ever go hunting with your husband?
No. I stayed home all the time. I still don't care to go to the place.
Let's
all the stores here in Honduras. Remember, there's two stores at home. But I always like to trade in France, and I still do. You stick all these years.
Your two daughters, your two youngest daughters are born in Korea?
They're all born.
All of them?
No, two, that's right. They have your two babies. No, she was 11 years old.
How many doctors were there when you went to
her? There were some really individual doctors. And just kind of these doctors. Remember, as the years went by, I had to take my second. The councils are so bad, I had to keep her over the school.
That's weird. You had to take her over there. Well, I think you still have to do that now. Maybe not.
You know, and then I was not a problem, so much sore throat. So my youngest girl was about six. A doctor and a nurse came over to Korea. And they said, They said how many cases they would come, so they come. Oh, that was rough. Oh, that was rough. We just put some needles in that old tube. We waited long enough. Oh, that was to take him out. And what made me sick of the blood most times. Yeah, the girl was finally too long. Yeah, because they had one of them. But got it out, managed to wait. I have two daughters live here.
They both live here still?
Yeah. My middle girl, she lives down in Bursa. She's where I was in my house. I live over here this morning. And I said, this is where it comes in. Why not try to go to the church today? Church is for some.
Which church do you go to? Orthodox, Russian Orthodox?
It's a pretty good thing. We're doing a lot of it.
Well, I've seen a bunch of construction people out there studying. Were you Russian Orthodox before you came over here?
Oh, yeah.
So your three girls, were they christened Russian Orthodox?
Yeah.
Who was the priest?
Two girls. That's, I couldn't stop them, so everybody's still alive. And the oldest girl, she was in the service.
So, but they were christened. They were christened Russian Orthodox and then changed over to come to
it. And by end of school, too.
Who was the priest to christen
them? When I come here, the real old priest was special. That was a black priest. And then he died. There's been different ones there.
Did you have anything to do with any of the army men that came up here? Did your husband or you work with them?
He was always fishing summer camp and then hunting it for time. Spring, they could go back in the spring. But they had an outpost right below, which is how they were every. I don't know how far between they had maybe two soldiers, I don't know how many of the other, and it was one right below my place. So on Sundays I'd take them to the cave or cells or something. And I'd get letters from several of the boys after the revolutions.
Mm-hmm. That's neat.
Yeah.
That's really neat. Is that how your daughter met her husband? Was he one of the outposts here?
No, he was an outpost. He was at the Harlem signal station. We were up at the plane here. You didn't have to worry about the girls because they were chaperoned.
Did you ever go down with them?
No. I still like to dance, though.
Do you? What kind of dances do you like to do?
Well, like after trip in sailing ships is mostly all Scandinavians, they're all dancers, party players, and that's where all the young shots and boats.
Right, whatever.
I like it before we do it. It's really very easy. You just follow. It's like, you just go slow, step, take your through this week, and back, and step, and then take your swing.
I mean, it's not outside.
It is.
No, I have. It's up to you when we end. We can end now if you want. We could go on some more. If you have any more information you'd like to tell me. Really, I love this stuff. I love hearing about this stuff. I mean, I sat over at my friend's house for...
Is this your first year here?
Yes, I moved here January 5th, this year. So, I haven't even been a year yet since I've been able to come here.
You never did see the Raspberry Boys again.
No.
It's put out by the Juju people. It's nice.
What is
they
it?
They said, see their calendar is 14 days different. So their New Year's is the 14th of January, and they had a big party down the rocks. The dance. This writer plays Corbin's. This typical street is bad as Santa Claus. It's beautiful. I like to watch it. He plays by ear, and it's just, it's so, the way he does it's so nice.
Mm-hmm.
I have a small accordion too, and I can play a little bit, but I don't like to go from bigger because I like to look at my keys.
Mm-hmm.
He does it, I don't know how he can do it. It's just so, the cars, his dad was from the old country class. Swedes are really the ones who make all the records and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Do you go to those and dance?
We go to that, you know, like go to somewhere, but there never is now.
Oh, they don't have them anymore?
There's hardly no place to dance. Last year, I guess, people from Chipney got to use the kitty place, you know, which is a little part of the electronics. But also, I go here, but this is hard to dance on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, your feet don't fly too well.
Yeah, we don't see it.
Okay.
I hope you don't take a look at that.